Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. So we get so many great questions about veterinary acupuncture and the benefits of it. And so my friends and listeners, we are actually going to be speaking with a veterinary acupuncturist, and my very good friend, Dr. Christopher Shapley, is with us today. How are you?
Good. How are you? And hello, audience.
Yes. Good to hear from you. So a little bit about Dr. Shapley. He's originally from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Shout out to anybody from Indy. And he moved to Jersey as a child, grew up helping his mom doing wildlife rehabilitation and household cats, dogs, and ferrets. He went to Montclair State University, studied biology, graduated from Western University of Health Medicine in Pomona, California, received his CBA from the Chi University, and currently working on his herbal certification. He works in large and small animal medicine with a special interest in Eastern medicine since graduation. And he's currently working at Bricktown Veterinary Hospital, and he's an instructor with me at the veterinary assistant course at our local community college.
That's Yay. Kind of- Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot. Busy.
It is. It's a lot going on.
Yes. So, you know, I probably the number one question that I see, because I have worked with you for years, Sue, and our pet parents always ask, does it hurt? Does acupuncture hurt?
Well, it's a great question. And of course, I think if I was naive to all of it, and I saw somebody grabbing little needles and poking them into my fur baby, or even getting ready to poke them into myself, I'd be like, whoa, that's gotta hurt.
Right.
And honestly, it doesn't. So we're trained as acupuncturists to, we know where all the acupoints are, and we actually know precisely where to put them and how deep to put them. So they're in the right spot where we're hitting the acupoint, but we're not going so deep, or we're not hitting an area that might be right there at a nerve bundle where it's actually going to be painful. The needles are so thin and are inserted so easily that it is a virtually painless experience. Now, I'm not going to lie. If we have a lot of stagnation in a particular area, or it's just a painful spot, the initial insertion of the acupuncture needle might hurt for like a tenth of a second. Yeah. But then it's like, you get the, it's like, ooh, and then, it feels great. Just feels really good.
You know, I'm laughing because to our listeners, so Chris has done acupuncture on my two dachshunds. They've had hemilumenectomies. And I'm laughing because Chelsea was exactly like that when she had it done. It was like, yes. Ooh, that hurts. But then, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
and it's within a matter of seconds. So
yes.
It's not like it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. And then it finally feels better. It's just like a quick initial, and then they feel fine.
Yeah.
What's
so interesting too, though, Chris, is like, I think this year has really brought, but you know, there was a big influx in Eastern medicine.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So are you seeing that more in practice too? A lot of more pet parents are asking about acupuncture.
I am honestly flooded with acupuncture and herbal consultations and things of that sort. And I'm doing more acupuncture now than I probably ever have in my career. And I've been doing acupuncture, since 2014, 2015. So yeah, it's been super busy. And everybody, I think we're moving into, even in human medicine, we're moving into this, no more, I have pain, take a pill. People are more like, I have pain, I want alternative treatments. And there, that same feeling is going for their pets. Because I have a lot of pet parents that say to me, well, I get acupuncture, or, you know, I go to an integrated doctor or a holistic doctor and I get Chinese herbs. Can you do that for my pet, for their ailments? And of course, 100% I can. So there definitely is an influx in it, which is great. I mean, it's probably what I love doing the most is Eastern medicine. Yeah. So I'm super happy about it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's when it's so foreign to pet owners when you're talking to them, like, what do you mean? Oh, you mean, you know, animals can get acupuncture? I feel like they know now, like they've been really educated, their school. So I would assume that would probably be like half of the battle in terms of, like, you know, getting compliance for them. You know, they've heard of it, they know of it, they know the benefits of it. So I'm sure that, like, helps ease the conversation when you're talking and recommending it.
Absolutely, it does. Because I remember when I first started doing this, and it wasn't even all that long ago, I had a lot of folks who were like, oh, I've never heard you can do acupuncture on a dog. You can do, you know, acupuncture on a cat. I mean, I've done acupuncture on everything from a rabbit to a horse. And, you know, people were used to be, I guess, really shocked by that, didn't realize it. Now, yeah, more people know and more people are interested in it.
And to the listeners that may or may not know this, I mean, you're probably thinking, my gosh, like how does he keep his patients still, you know, during acupuncture? So what are your thoughts on that and your feedback?
So as far as being able to keep them still, usually I'm able to, I mean, it's a little more difficult as far as like during COVID times, we're not letting clients in the building, but 99% of the times the owner is either, if it's a small dog, the owner can hold it. I had a rabbit that I was doing, traditional acupuncture and electroacupuncture on, and the owner just held the rabbit while I, you know, inserted the needles and hooked them up to the unit. And they're, even the cats, you know, the cats are probably the most difficult. We know, you know, that they're the least compliant for anything that we have to do. But even the cats, like, you know, once you, what I always start off with is on the top of the head is called Dantian, and we call it a permission point. And basically what I do is any dog, any cat, the first time we do acupuncture on them, I put a needle in Dantian. You could do it in horses, rabbits also. And what that is that's what we call a permission point. So that basically calms them down. And it also lets them know that didn't hurt so much because it's a super quick and easy point to put in. And, you know, they kind of get accepted, you know, they accept that point and then you get this endorphin release. And once those endorphins start cascading, then I could put needles just about anywhere. It's a little bit different, like in human acupuncture for your listeners and viewers, you know, they'll see, like, you know, needles in human acupuncture in the hands and the face and in the ears. And it's a little bit different in veterinary acupuncture. We tend not to use what we call the distal points. So the ones that are on the hands and the toes and the fingers, we tend to use more centralized points. So points on the body works just as effective. And we have less issue with, you know, patients rejecting the needles or being more stressed out.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And, you know, why should I have acupuncture done on my pet? I mean, sometimes we hear that often. So to the listeners that are veterinarians and general practitioners, you know, what are some indications on to either refer a case to an acupuncturist and so forth?
So I'm kind of, in a lot of cases, I'm either the doctor that people come to because they don't want pharmaceuticals, or I'm the Hail Mary pass. I'm the last resort. Mm-hmm. You know, you have, you know, your 15-year-old, I don't know, golden retriever that has osteoarthritis, and we're on a cocktail of pain medicine and it's just not cutting it. That's when you come to me. And, you know, I can really help with that osteoarthritis. Or if you have a cat that's in kidney failure, and you want to do some alternative medicine, you know, acupuncture can be used for internal medicine also. It's not just, you know, musculoskeletal. I deal with some patients that have various forms of cancers and will not necessarily do acupuncture for that, but we will do herbal medications for herbal treatments for that. So I'm basically the guy to go to if either the medicine that your current veterinarian is practicing isn't completing either the pain management or helping the, I guess, the comfort of the pet through traditional means, that's what I'm here for.
And how long are these sessions, by the way?
Usually the longest I'll have them run will be like 20, 25 minutes at tops.
Yeah. And you know, what I love about it is a lot of these pet owners are seeking you out because of the fact that you do acupuncture, and they look for practices that have this type of a service provided. So, you know, we live in a time where we're very service ridden. So it's like such a great service to provide, right?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, I have a lot of very, very happy clients and a lot of very happy patients. So it is a great service. It really, really is. And I could literally talk for hours about acupuncture and herbals. And I think, and I don't mind explaining, you know, either you know a little bit or you know nothing or you know everything, I will talk to my clients about it and, you know, how the herbs work and why I'm doing these particular acupoints or, you know, what's the benefit, just in general, what's the benefit. And it's really something I enjoy talking to clients about too. And I think they appreciate my passion for it and my enthusiasm.
Yes. And that's something I say, knowing you for years too, it's something that I see exuding from you is the passion for what you do with acupuncture and herbal medicine. And thank you for everything that you do too.
No, it's my pleasure. I love it.
Yeah. So where can we find more information about you? Are you on Instagram? Like, what's going on? Where are you?
I am on Instagram. I think you know my handles better than I do. I don't even know.
You're Christopher Shapley DBM on Instagram.
Yes. Right? That sounds familiar. Yes. Yeah.
And you have your website at www.bricktownvet.com.
Exactly. And then I do have my Dr. Christopher Shapley Facebook page.
That's right.
And then I'm dipping my toe in the waters of TikTok, but it's mostly just my dog. You're not going to get to see me. It's just going to be my dog.
No, it's wonderful. Shout out to Carrie. We love her so much.
Yeah, she's a great girl.
Well, Dr. Shapley, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
That was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you to our listeners. Always stay awesome. Thank you for all you do. See you soon. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay awesome.